Under the watchful eye of prison guards, 24 inmates at White Ava Correctional Facility gather on an open grassy field overlooking Pearl City to celebrate the ancient Hawaiian tradition of makahiki.
I think it's a beautiful experience. It's wonderful.
Jeremiah James Tenogan spent the past year and a half at this minimum security prison.
Being able to show the community, people coming in, that even though we may be incarcerated right now, that there are people in here getting in touch with their spiritual self, being able to better themselves, us as fathers, sons, you know, uncles, cousins.
Barefoot and shirtless, the men recite ancient Hawaiian chants and perform rituals seeking gratitude, forgiveness, and protection. Makahiki has been a tradition for Oahu inmates for 12 years now. The observance of makahiki in prison was a result of a 2004 freedom of religion lawsuit filed by 33 Native Hawaiian inmates serving time in Oklahoma. Kahu Kaleo Patterson, president of the Native Hawaiian Church, has been there since the beginning.
The facilities have really come a long way from when we first started. You know, we work with about 50 guys in both Waiava and Halawa. And it's really about just supporting the men as they're trying to go through rehabilitation, restoration.
Kahu Patterson offers inmates classes on Hawaiian culture, history, and language. He also coordinates 3 events a year, all related to makahiki.
This program is viewed as a therapeutic effort, culture-based, language, self-identity is very important. So the chants, the songs, the aiha'a, the awa ceremony, and very important, significant for these guys.
The program provides inmates a sense of belonging, and not only for Native Hawaiians. Inmate Isaac Villegas is more than 3,000 miles away from his home in El Paso, Texas.
I'm a Mexican, second-generation Mexican-American, and I feel really accepted by the Hawaiian community, and I look forward to doing this on the outside, learning about the Hawaiian culture and about the Mexican culture as well.
65-year-old Charles Milo has been in and out of prison for 2 decades. He learned chants at Halawa years ago and has been practicing for today's ceremony.
What's good about having this cultural grounding in a place, especially of incarceration, is that it gives all the brothers something to relate to that's on a good level and a positive note, because inside here we have a lot of negativity.
As for Tenogan, he's clocking out of Waiava in a month or so. With Kahu Patterson's help, he plans to continue his cultural and spiritual journey by joining a halau when he gets out.
This is what I look forward to. It's part of my culture. You know, this is part of me. This is who I am. This is who my kids are. And I got to be able to bring this back out with me. I want to keep the foundation strong.
For HPR News, I am Ku'uwehi Hiraishi.